The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Read by William DuFries. Answer.
Tom!
No answer.
Oh, what's gone with that boy, I wonder?
You, Tom!
No answer. The old lady pulled her spectacles down and looked over them about the room. Then she put them up and looked out under them. She seldom or never looked through them for so small a thing as a boy.
Oh, well, I lay if I get hold of you, I'll...
She did not finish, for by this time she was bending down and punching under the bed with the broom.
Oh, I never did see the beat of that boy.
She went to the open door and stood in it, and looked out among the tomato vines and jimson weeds that constituted the garden. No Tom. So she lifted up her voice and shouted,
You, Tom!
There was a slight noise behind her, and she turned just in time to seize a small boy by the slack of his roundabout and arrest his flight.
There! I might have thought of that closet. What you been doing in there? Nothing. Nothing. Look at your hands, and look at your mouth. What is that truck?
I don't know, Aunt.
Well, I know. It's jam, that's what it is. 40 times I've said if you didn't let that jam alone, I'd skin you. Hand me that switch.
The switch hovered in the air. The peril was desperate.
Ma, look behind you, Aunt!
The old lady whirled round and snatched her skirts out of danger. The lad fled on the instant, scrambled up the high board fence, and disappeared over it. His Aunt Polly stood surprised a moment, and then broke into a gentle laugh.
Oh, hang the boy, can't I never learn anything? Ain't he played me tricks enough like that for me to be looking out for him by this time? Oh, he's full of the old scratch. But laws of me, he's my own dead sister's boy, poor thing. And I ain't got the heart to lash him somehow. He'll play hooky, and I'll just be obliged to make him work tomorrow to punish him. It's mighty hard to make him work Saturdays, but he hates work more than he hates anything else, and I've got to do some of my duty by him. Or I'll be the ruination of the child.
Tom did play hooky, and he had a very good time. He got back home barely in season to help Jim, the small colored boy, saw next day's wood and split the kindlings before supper. At least he was there in time to tell his adventures to Jim, while Jim did 3/4 of the work. Tom's younger brother, or rather half-brother, Sid, was already through with his part of the work, picking up chips. For he was a quiet boy, and had no adventurous, troublesome ways. While Tom was eating his supper, and stealing sugar as opportunity offered, Aunt Polly asked him questions that were full of guile, and very deep, for she wanted to trap him into damaging revealments.
Tom? It was middling warm in school, weren't it?
Yes'm.
Didn't you want to go in a-swimming, Tom?
No'm. Well, not very much.
The old lady reached out her hand and felt Tom's shirt and said,
But you ain't too warm now, though.
Some of us pumped on our heads. Mine's damp yet, see?
Aunt Polly was vexed to think she had overlooked that bit of circumstantial evidence and missed a trick. Then she had a new inspiration.
Tom, you didn't have to undo your shirt collar where I sewed it to pump on your head, did you? Unbutton your jacket.
The trouble vanished out of Tom's face. He opened his jacket. His shirt collar was securely sewed.
Bother. Well, go along with you. I'd made sure you'd played hooky and been a-swimming.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?